World War II started for 5-year-old Henriette Krause on May 10th, 1940.
I woke up and there was a lot of noise and my sister's in their nightgown looking out the window and there's all this noise. And of course, so I went there too. And here is the tanks, the trucks, everything is coming down the street. The airplanes are flying over. I mean, didn't know what was happening. You know, that's how the war started for me.
Now her name's Henriette Agnes, and she lives in a comfortable home in St. Charles with her husband, Albert. Back then, she was the youngest of 7 children living with their parents on their farm in Hostert, Luxembourg, a town of about 150. Germans were pushing into their country. Soon, their own government fled, and the Third Reich announced, "Luxembourgers, you are German." They had to drop their languages, French and Luxembourgish. Their sons were conscripted into the German military. They belonged to Nazi Germany. Henriette's family resisted, and that's the story she wants to tell now.
I wanted to know, do I have a story?
So she went to a meeting of the St. Charles Writers Group.
It's easy for anyone to say to me, you should write this, you know, but did I really have a story? And so they all said, yes, you have a story.
Bruce Steinberg couldn't wait to talk to her after the meeting. An author himself, he says a fair number of people come to the group looking for someone to tell their stories. This time it was different.
She was striking, tall, bright blue eyes. She's got the accent. And she didn't ask, will someone write my book? She wanted to know if, like she said, does someone think I have a story? Which I thought showed a lot of humility.
And they got to work, co-writing her story covering 5 years of her young life in Luxembourg, especially her family's struggle to keep her oldest brother out of the hands of the Nazis. Steinberg had a lot to learn, including how to write in her voice.
Henriette told me the truth. And believe me, if I got away from the truth, she pulled me back in.
Especially in the beginning, I mean, his American came through. He had to learn more about the country and everything. And then later on, that didn't happen anymore.
2 years, 456 pages later, they had Henriette's story down on paper. Really, it's the story of the Krause family and others whose experiences at the hands of Nazis during World War II aren't as well known. It's the story of Henriette's mother surprising her son, Leon, at a train station with an escape plan after he had been forced into the German military.
And so she stood behind him and said, don't turn around. And I packed your Sunday clothes and everything. He said, go to the bathroom if you can and then change, take your uniform off, you know. And then she told him who he should go see. They were waiting for him. You know, my father had arranged all that. And then she left him.
It's the story of hiding food from the Nazis and getting it to the young military deserters who had hid in unused parts of a local mine. It's the story of a magic family dog named Flocky, who had a different bark for different people and saved the family a number of times by alerting them to Nazi visitors. It's the story of a secret panel in the armoire that opened into a hay-filled loft. That's where the family hid the oldest son, Leon, the deserter, from the prying eyes of a Nazi neighbor and the Germans who were looking for him.
Bang, bang, bang on the door, and there were 7, I don't know, were they SS or whatever, and they wanted to check the house, search the whole house. They spent 3 hours looking for him, but they didn't find him.
Henriette asks her co-author to read from the book.
Leo interrupted. You shouldn't risk the family just for me. Just, Mom said. I'm only one. Son, Pop said, could you ever fight for them? You know I couldn't. When the time came and refused to fight, what would they do to you? Shuffling over the floor. You know what they would do, Mom said. Leo spoke all our names, reverent, as though he prayed at our feet. Especially Henriette, he said. She's so young. With me here, we may all die. We may all live, Mom said. You don't know that.
This is the story that Henriette Agnes has waited her whole life to tell. She's named her book Henriette, A Child on the Doorstep of the Nazi Blitzkrieg. She has had copies printed up for her family. Leon's grandchildren are especially awed to learn how life could have been very different if their great-grandparents hadn't fought so hard to save the family. The book is being translated into Luxembourgish, her native tongue, but she's still looking for a publisher here at home. Henriette also hopes the book that bears her name will encourage people to think about their own life story and then find a way to get it out there. I'm Susan Stevens.